It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It's time for us to talk about the outdoors. Our guest this week is Captain Mike Williams. Now, Mike has been with us in the past. Mike is probably the most veteran guide on the Texas coast. He's catching a bunch of fish. We're going to find out what's going on down and around the jetties at Galveston now and in the close-in waters. Mike, thank you as always, sir, for being with us.
Yeah, glad to hear you, Luke.
Man, I'd like to get you on because you're right out there. Well, you're on the dock right now down at the Galveston Yacht Basin. Mike, there's one thing that I've fished with you down there for, and about this time of year and on for the next, gosh, I guess couple of months, is the bull redfish run. I want us to talk first about the bull redfish. Now, you've kind of trained me a little bit. I know enough to talk intelligently about them because I've caught some big ones with you. But I know you like to fish around the jetties, and you like to fish for the bull reds on a moving tide. That's usually right. Best, right?
Right. As long as the tide is moving, you know, either in or out, those fish, you know, they'll feed anywhere you got structure. And the jetty is, you know, we got two jetties. The Galveston North Jetty is, at one time, was the longest granite jetty in the world. I think there's one in Malaysia a little bit longer now, but it's 5.4 miles out in the Gulf, and that's where we catch most of those bull reds. And like I said, it's best on moving tide.
That's right. Well, Mike, what are this time of the year, what are the redfish doing? Are they staging to go out? Is that what's going on?
No, they're staging to come in to spawn. It started usually starts rolling really good about August 22nd. It's almost like clockwork, but they kind of showed up a little bit early this year. They've been catching pretty good for about 2 weeks, which is kind of unusual, but this is, I think, 2013. They go down in the record books is a little bit unusual year anyway, but We've been catching quite a few, like 10 to 20 a day out there, and it only gets better as it starts getting cool.
Okay.
We'll get these first cool fronts through, and it'll start picking up, and we'll catch even more.
So what the redfish, when we're talking about bull reds, folks, we're talking about actually sow female redfish is the big ones, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, well, they're spawners. They're the ones that come in to spawn.
Uh-huh.
You know, in state of Texas, we have like what they call rat reds. Then we have what we call redfish, and those are the ones that are in the slot, 20 to 28 inches. Then anything over 28 inches is considered a bull red. And those fish run from 28 to about 54 inches. State record's 54 inches, I think.
Right.
Which is a big red.
Oh, it's a monster. But what they're doing now, Mike, they're coming out of the Gulf. And then,
right.
Then what's
the
their
basin.
Pattern? Kind of tell us, walk us through our pattern for the next 3 or 4 months. They're going to come out of the deep Gulf. Up to spawn.
Well, what they do, they come in and out of the Gulf, and they're going into the bays to spawn. And then, like I said, on a normal year, they start showing up on a normal year, which, like I said, this ain't been a normal year, but on a normal year, they start showing up around August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And they start swarming into the bays in great numbers. And the redfish are much like bass. They love low pressure. So if you get something like a depression or rainy weather or bad weather, it doesn't make the fishing better. I mean, worse, it makes it better. And they'll start coming in like then, and then it gets really good in September, and it peaks about October 22nd. And from the 22nd of October to about November the 22nd, that's when it's at its peak, because what they're doing then is they're buckling up for winter. But I took some people from Dallas. I'm supposed to take them again. There was a guy in Dallas. He owns Taylor Publishing Company. Actually made a book about this trip. I took him fishing there on a half-day trip. Four men caught 104 bull redfish, which is that's the record on my boat. But if you stop and think about that, that ain't about 5 hours of fishing. You catch 104 bull reds and 5 hours of fishing, that's some rock and roll fishing right there, buddy.
You know, Mike, that's amazing. I wrote one book in my life, and the title of it is Hunting and Fishing Texas. That's
right.
Ironic. It was published by Taylor Publishing Company back in 97.
Yeah.
And your picture is still in that book, Hunting and Fishing Texas. That's ironic. So you had the guy out that that owns
the
company.
Yeah, I actually made a book. He made a little book, like you see these little kitty books that find in Walmart or something. He actually made a book, and it's got some pictures in it, and it starts off, and it tells the story. They started off, and they caught 10 and 20. And we actually run out of bait in 104 redfish. And I told him, I said, that's the worst thing a guy can do is run out of bait. But if you catch 104 fish, I guess you can get away with
it. Yeah, that's enough, man. Okay, so now that's kind of a different pattern, the redfish. I mean, most fish that most people think about spawn in the spring. But they come in to spawn in August and September. So I guess the fry stays in the bay systems in the deeper holes, right?
Well, most of the time what you got is redfish. Okay, when people say redfish, redfish are spring and fall fish. You catch them in April and May, and you catch them in like September, October, November. They're known because they're like a cooler time of year fish. We catch a lot of rat reds and a lot of just redfish. Probably the best month for just straight redfish, redfish in the slot, is probably November and May. Some of the cooler months. You get into like the latter parts of June, July, and the first part of August. Redfish don't really like a lot of heat. They like the cooler weather, and that's why it excels as we go into like October, November. If I had to pick a time to come, if you really want to kill them, knock them out when you go out and catch like 50 fish a day, both redfish and bull redfish, it's October, November. But to get these depressions, these low pressure areas in September, you can go out and catch 50 or 60 of them. It's a fish that you can target. I don't care if it's snowing, raining, it don't make any difference what's going on. You can catch them.
That's true. I've done it with you, Mike, down there. Folks, our guest is Captain Mike Williams, GalvestonFishingGuides.com. We'll leave Mike's website here in a little bit. And always remember, folks, these shows are archived here at KETR. This audio, you can listen to it a year from now, KETR.org on the website. Mike, let's talk about the redfish catching them now. I know chunks of cut bait, right?
The what, sir?
What's your favorite bait for the redfish?
Well, for the bull reds, we use one kind of bait. For the redfish, we use another kind of bait. For redfish, just straight redfish, the deadliest thing ever designed for just redfishing is a gold spoon with a red bucktail. And then we use a lot of red plastic lures. So anything in red's good. Anything in chartreuse is good. If you like to cast lures. Most of the redfish that we catch are on, either we catch them on stuff like bass assassins, and spoons, and shrimp, live mullet. But on the bull red, the best bait you can get on a bull red is mullet and shad. And mostly, most people fishing in the surf use mullet. And if you're fishing, out around a jetty or in the ocean, we use shad. Because the most prevalent bait you see in the surf, you can drive down the surf and you see millions of mullet, messing around the surf.
Yeah.
And that's why mullet is such a good bait in the surf. But you take a mullet offshore, it really doesn't work that well. But a shad, for some reason, it's like candy to them. A shad will work on just about any fish. Most fish love shad. It's like candy to them. And a shad is even better than mullet. I don't care where you throw it. You throw shad against mullet, and you're going to catch more fish on the shad.
Shad has a flavor from everything from catfish to stripers to black bass to redfish. Mike, I always like to pick your brain, when I get you on. And there's a whole lot of information that you've learned from a lifetime of fishing salt water. I've got some friends down in Florida. Now, this blows my mind. These guys eat mullet down in Florida. Right. I've done some studying, and when I'm down on the coast, you see maybe a foot-long mullet jumping all along the beachfront. There, something's after them. I have never heard of anybody eating a mullet. They fillet them down there and fry them, and they swear they're good.
I assure you, it's a different fish. They may call them mullet, but it's not the same.
A different fish. Oh, it's got to be. I guess
it's... Yeah, it's got to be different.
You couldn't eat one of these.
No, you couldn't even... some people say, well, I eat this, and I eat that, and I eat this. But you couldn't eat... it's like eating... You know, we'll just open a can of oil up and drink.
That's what I always thought, too, Mike. I was curious about that, because I got a buddy down there. They eat them all the time in Florida.
Yeah, it's got to be a completely different fish.
Got to be. Well, the bull red is going on now. Shark, I know the shark fishing has been holding up real good down there, and people coming to Galveston can right now, in the weeks ahead, can target bull reds with you, but the shark action is not over yet either.
Well, we offer a trip that's called an Ironman. It's a discounted trip. It's probably the best trip that we have. And when school starts, we discount that trip about $200, and it's called an Ironman. And it's a combination trip where you go out and you can fish for tarpon, bull reds, shark. We catch kingfish on that trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an all-around combination trip. And during September and October, you can catch all those fish pretty much in the same place.
Yeah.
And fish for bull reds and you catch shark. You fish for tarpon and you catch shark. You fish for sharks and you catch tarpon and bull reds.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're fishing, all those fish are prevalent and you catch them. And it's a great trip. It's probably the best all-around trip that we have. And it's called the Ironman Special. It's a great trip.
You know, a lot of people come to, when they come to the coast, they think about Galveston. There's a lot to do in Galveston. It's my favorite coastal destination because we bring grandkids down there and, you know, you can fish. There's Moody Gardens down there. Gosh, San Jacinto Battleground is 30 minutes away. There's just a ton of things to do down there. But
yeah,
for people like me and most of the folks listening to us right now, you don't want to go down there, folks, and not plan some fishing. You know, it can be pier fishing off one of the piers or off the, you know, there's a lot of bank access, but truly to really go down and hammer them, whether you're fishing for redfish or shark or up here in the northern lakes fishing for crappie, there's nothing like being there yesterday and the day before and knowing what to do, Mike. And that's what you do day in and day out, don't you?
Right. You know, and people haven't been to Galveston lately. It's been pretty much upgrading. You know, they put five cruise liners in here. And since they put those cruise liners in there, Galveston is really kind of turned around. And it's a great place to go. I mean, the hotels are a lot nicer now. Ever since, like, they've built a lot of new hotels. The restaurants, they have some really great restaurants here. And people that haven't been here in the last 3 or 4 years, I think, they'd really be surprised how Galveston's really improved as far as the hotels and restaurants.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, now, I guess, Mike, it's time to start planning ahead into September and October fall fishing down there. I want to make sure that I hook everybody up with you that wants to come down and fish. GalvestonFishingGuides.com is your website. And, folks, Mike is also a world-class photographer, saltwater photographer. He's out there with some good equipment. There's some pictures on GalvestonFishingGuides.com that you want to look at. And also, Mike, GalvestonSharkFishing.com too, right?
Right, yes.
Well, for someone that wants to call you and pick your brain, learn a little bit more about what you do, what's the best phone number, Mike?
Best way to call us is, and we have live ladies. I have two ladies working for me. They're usually there every day from like 5 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Live people you can talk to. Best number to call is 713-723-1911. And we do have live people talking. We'll be talking to you.
You do. That can give you some information. Let's have the number once again, Mike.
Okay, 713-723-1911. Galveston Fishing Guides, Guides Plural.
.com. Mike, will you get back with us here in the fall and let's talk some more saltwater fishing?
Yeah, because it's the best time. You know, September, October, November is the best probably 4 months of the year for all-around fishing.
Well, I sure do thank you for being with us, buddy.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And also made possible by Hoffpire Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. The website down there is hpolaris.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.